Who's your buddy? Who's your pal? His name is Frank Fontana. You can hear him on the air Sundays here on this very radio station, WGN, from 1 to 3. You can go to his website, frankfontana.net, or you can listen to our show, and every once in a while you will hear him live in action. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
We're doing good. What do you want to share with us today?
Well, you know, every now and then I like to scour the vault of the Frank Fontana cave here and go through some products that I'd like to call Frank's faves. It's a collection of products that I seek out and I catch my eye through all the research and design that I do in my real world, you know, practice here that I think listeners would absolutely love. Some you might have heard of, some are really new innovations. We could get started with the basement, because I think this is always, you know, a thorn in most people's sides if you have an older home. And you know this, Wendy, as a owner of an old home.
But my basement is now permasealed, so honest to God, we had 2 feet of water anytime it rained because the antiquated sewer systems in our town couldn't keep up with the drainage.
True. Mm-hmm.
And we lived like that for years, and I thought, mm-hmm. you know, I just can't do this anymore. So an old, creepy basement.
Well, they used to film the show Sea Hunt in your basement for a couple of years, didn't they? I remember seeing that.
Oh, hi, Bill. I didn't know you were there.
Frank, how are you? Now, Frank, when Oprah used to do a similar segment with her favorite thing, she would give one to everybody. Are you going to do that for everybody? Just give
or
everybody
just
one
to
of
us.
These?
I could certainly make some calls.
All right, see what you can do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but they're really accessible products. And thanks, Bill, for putting me on the spot. But
sure.
I will make my best to make that happen.
Oh, you're the best.
No, you won't, but go ahead.
I'll try. Listen, so I hear you, Wendy, on fixing the basement water issues. But what regardless of how new or old your basement is, if you have concrete on your floors, you're going to have some moisture issues. You're always, any house is going to have a level of mold to it. It's going to have some air pollutants, purely because anything you bring in your house has toxins that are released into the air. Some are obviously not effective to human beings, but you know, when you put new flooring in and everyone's like, oh, what's that fresh smell, you know, that new smell?
Yeah,
that's my wife.
Yeah, right. It's my wife, my deodorant. No, it's really the products that are breathing and letting off gases in your home that are not good for you. So even if you have a newly, you know, a waterproof basement, you want to think about air quality in general. And this product, Easy Breathe, the company is easybreathe.com. You might have heard them on WGN before, but they just came out with this new product, and it's a system that gets mounted into the basement. And what it does is, you know, you can get an air purifier. You can have filters on your HVAC, but the fact of the matter is new air is entering the home. Old, stale air is staying in the home. And unless you circulate that from the basement out, you're going to get poor air quality no matter what. So this system actually gets installed so sleek, it's so small, sits right on the floor and sucks the air in before it actually hits the ground in your basement.
So is it electric, Frank? I don't understand the concept of how it works.
Yeah.
You plug it in?
It's like a vacuum effect. So you do plug it in. It works off of electric, a normal amperage outlet. And you plug it in, and it sucks the air literally off the floor before it gets and settles.
Yeah.
And you get it installed, and it exits through the side of the home. So if you have a crawl space or a foundation, they'll, you know, poke a hole through and seal it up properly. And it just constantly works 24/7 to cleanse the air that you're breathing. So before it gets to the HVAC, you're adding another level of, in my mind, security.
And is it noiseless, or does it sound like a big semi?
No, it's a small little hum.
Oh, it is?
You won't even notice. And especially if you don't spend time in your basement, you're never going to hear it.
Don't even know.
All
right.
It's a silent protector, and that's easybreathe.com. And think about it. If you have allergies.
Or asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Or asthma, and most people don't even know what they're breathing in. To me, I mean, the cost is about $1,500 to install it, but it's one of those things, if you add up how much, you know, Claritin you're buying, how much Zyrtec you're taking, how much, you know, you're going to the doctor, they claim that it will cut those reactions in half. So that's got to be worth something. And I just think it's always a good thing to have good air quality.
And again, it's called Easy Breathe. The letters E and Z, Easy Breathe.
Yes.
Breathe.
Yeah, easybreathe.com.
All right.
And then moving to the floors in terms of safety, and vinyl floors have been making a huge splash. Bill, I don't know if you still have vinyl in your house. Are you a vinyl guy? Or are you vinyl?
Just as close.
Yeah, my clothes are vinyl.
Your clothes are vital.
Yep.
Just your pants,
like
really.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be uncomfortable.
Shiny's better.
Shiny side out.
Yep.
Vinyl flooring, I still have some, and you can't get it clean after a while, and it's time to rip it up and put some new stuff in. But there have been some health issues involving vinyl floors.
Major. In Los Angeles, there's a major lawsuit going on with some of the big manufacturers of some of the products that's out there. Now, let me just say this. The stuff that you're talking about, the old rolls of vinyl flooring, that's gone. The new stuff that I'm talking about is, I think, aesthetically as awesome as real hardwood. The look, the texture, they have hand-scraped elements to them, and they're, in my mind, better because they don't really wear. If they get wet, you just pull them up, dry them off, and you can put them back down. Versus if you get a pipe burst with hardwood floor, guess what? You're going to get buckling, you're going to get swelling, and you're probably going to end up changing that floor out. With vinyl, you don't have those issues. So this is a company called Free Fit Flooring, and the scientist who worked at one of the big companies had met this woman, got married, they got pregnant and had a child and was born with autism. And as a scientist, he could not accept that this happened. So he looked into the chemicals that he worked at these labs making these floors, and he found out that 99.9%, he believes, what he was ingesting was passed on to his child and caused him to basically go on a mission, quit the company, and created the most world's safest vinyl floors, and they're made out of the same stuff that baby bottles are made of.
Wow.
So they're recycling that stuff? How great is that?
Isn't that cool? And you can't get a better story. I mean, the guy is working diligently to obviously help his son, but at the same time went off and created a better product, you know, inspired by his story.
Tongue and groove when you put it in where it fits together, or is it like stick on?
Even easier. They sell, if you go to freefitfloors.com, you'll see a double-sided tape they sell with it, literally a double-sided industrial tape that you put on the existing floor. You make a little grid, and you start off, and you cut the stuff with a straight-edge razor and a T-square, and you could do it all yourself. So
you put it on over your crappy floor?
Right over. And that's the other beauty of vinyl, is that it's forgiving. It bends and flows. So especially, Wendy, with an old house like ours, anything over 100 years, if you got a straight floor, you are lucky. So doing a vinyl flexible floor like this is the perfect solution.
And it's not expensive. $4, $5 a square foot? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, comparable to any high-end flooring product you're going to get. You know, there's some cheap laminates out there but I promise you this, you're going to regret putting them on if you get them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's a fair price, I would say, $3 to $5. Especially when you see the quality of what I'm talking about.
And they have various kinds, too. Some that look like wood, some that look, oh my God, like natural wood. It's pretty amazing.
Tile. It looks like, you know, there's a huge boom in the rectangular long porcelain tile that looks like marble. They have every single look you can imagine, and they're getting just so sharp. The detail on the vinyl is so sharp.
All right. Again, that website, if you're interested, is freefitfloors.com. That's what Frank is talking about. Let's take a quick break, Frank, and then you have more of these. These are Frank's faves. Frank Fontana is our guest. FrankFontana.net if you want more information on Frank or his television show or radio show. Back after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
He's Frank Fontana, and you got a reality show coming up, don't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. We were just on WGN TV yesterday doing a segment, and I brought my wife and family on because it's going to be a part reality show and part home improvement show. We'll be making over homes all over Illinois, and my wife's been working with me behind the scenes for years, and finally we're going to put her in the forefront, along with my entire family. Should be interesting.
Frank, you know, because it's a reality show, the two of you will have to fight with other housewives. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Won't be a problem.
All right.
my wife's from the South Side, Bill.
Okay.
She's a tough, tough gal.
All right.
She's going to beat the crap out of Frank on one of the episodes.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm afraid of her, quite honestly. I'm not afraid to say it. Publicly.
Frank, you and I have discussed this, and a lot of times I Google things. I go to a website called House, mm-hmm. HOUZZ.com, just to get some ideas.
Great resource.
I'm loving the distressed, weathered barn wood, and we have beams, just cement beams in our great room. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice to get like something to stick on them, like a veneer? Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely different ways to do it. There's a company that I love out of Canada called Wall Design. Their website's walldesign.ca. And it's in French, Bill, so don't get confused when you go there. You can take a little the English, unless you speak French. Do you speak French, Bill?
I barely speak English.
Un petit peu.
Oh, oui.
Wendy, on the other hand, is like Morticia Adams. Listen to her.
Avec moi ce soir.
That's pretty sexy, Wendy. I like it.
Merci beaucoup.
If you don't speak French, there's a button to hit English, and it'll translate the website for you. That's what that was all about.
Raisinette.
Anyway.
That means grapes.
Raisinette.
Yeah, that means grape.
That means you have a hankering.
I never knew
for
that.
I just know stuff.
You're a wealth of
thank you, Frank.
Useless information.
Thanks.
So listen, Barnwood, yes, you could get it now. The look that you're seeing everywhere in the magazines and television, all the home improvement shows you, it's a big boom. It's farmhouse chic is what they're calling it. Everybody wants a taste of it. And this company, Wall Design, has a deal with a bunch of reclaim experts out of the farms of Canada. They go around and take these old barns down, and they bring them back to a factory, hone them, and slice them thin so that you're not getting the, you know, inch thick or inch and a half, you're getting maybe a quarter inch veneer of the actual product, which I installed it in my home. I had my wife help me, my son, my daughter, everybody was helping because it was such an easy thing. They pre-cut them to different widths and lengths so that you don't have to worry about creating that. Because I think the whole look is, everything is time-worn. Everything is not perfect. So with these boards, none of them match. None of them are perfect. There's holes in them. There's, you know, knots, knotty parts of it. And because it's all varied in size, when you install it onto a wall, it just looks like something out of a magazine. And it only goes for about $9 a square foot.
Oh, so that's not bad.
I did it at my house, and I didn't do, like, a tremendous space. I did a little nook towards the bathroom, and you can actually go on my website or my Instagram and check it out. Just Google Frank Fontana on Instagram, and you'll see a picture of the whole family getting in on it. And it's a perfect little accent, or something like Wendy, like you're saying, to case out existing beams that you don't like. You can use the stuff to just tack right onto or even glue onto it.
And that would hold, right?
Absolutely. You use the right stuff. Use some liquid nails. We'll definitely do it. You just want to make sure you clamp it together and hold it there for a little while as it dries, but it'll hold better than nails will.
Excellent. Masking tape looks tacky, doesn't it, Frank?
Right, and Elmer's glue won't work.
Never works.
The duct
Never
tape, works. Though, they make so many different colors and patterns
you
on the duct
find
tape.
A
Maybe
way
I'll
to.
Just cover the beams in duct tape.
Yeah, you can make that work.
You know, I've seen wood grain duct tape.
Really?
And I've actually seen people do what you just said.
Well, it's up above, so it's not like you're really going to be looking at it if it gives the look you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, only you would know. And
Boy, that is really white trash, isn't it?
Yeah. But this it's so simple, Wendy, that you want to at least check this out. Walldesign.ca is the company, and you could definitely, you know, see if it's a fit for you. But just so people know, like from a designer who lives this world, this trend that everyone's seeing, unlike other trends, I think is actually going to stick for a while. I think it's going to become a new classic.
Frank, you told me that about Southwestern. We put a cactus in our living room. It looks terrible.
I know, but I had a couple of cocktails. I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. I cannot find a mango core anywhere. I have to bring this up to you because Bill left out of
mango
all people.
Core?
Yeah. Bill knew of it. I love mangoes. I don't know why. They almost have like a weird medicinal flavor to them, but I am hooked on mangoes. Mm-hmm. And when you try and take the core out of them, it is not at all like an avocado where the little pit comes right out.
Right.
Oh, no.
This is a furry, hairy core that does not want to let go. So Bill goes, you got to get yourself a mango core. I said, how do you know about that and what is it? And I cannot find one. I can order it online, but I need one in my hand.
It's an emergency.
I never even knew it existed.
Oh, my God. Look at Bill left paving the way.
Come on.
Bill, I'm impressed. So, Bill, do you have one of these devices?
Well, I, Frank, as you know, I'm a huge fan of the grapefruit, and I had a specially made grapefruit spoon, a specially serrated grapefruit spoon, and the person who did it said, well, I'll run a deal with you and get you a mango core, and at the time, I didn't know anybody who needed one, but now Wendy is in dire needs of one.
I can't find it, and I'll be honest with you. You know how they have an apple core that has a round circle, and you just push it over the apple? This is not round, and it looks like a woman's area.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to suggest that because the pit is shaped similarly to that.
Maybe
of
if
a,
you went to an adult bookstore, Wendy, they might have one.
other solutions. Right. That's thinking
Fantasy
outside
headquarters.
The box.
Right. They'd probably have them. Right.
Yeah. That and more.
It's called a mango splitter, and it looks a little female-like.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
FYI,
erotic.
Definitely not on the Frank's fave list. Just
no.
Just to clarify, but it's a good one. I like it.
Because you want families to visit your site, right, Frank? Is that what you mean?
Of course.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Doesn't it resemble something?
Wendy's showing me pictures of it, Frank, and actually I have to have a meeting with HR now after the show.
It sounds like it. I'm going to need a shower after the show, I think.
Look at a mango splitter. That's all I'm saying. And I guess
mango
I could get it at Sur la Table or anywhere, La Table.
You could.
Because I speak Francais.
So wasn't that your nickname in high school?
Yeah,
the mango splitter.
Some of the kids on the football team called me that.
All right, well, it's only $14, and I'm getting it. And it looks like it's going to work because I love mangoes. That is like my new, I can't get enough of them.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Good for you.
Sure.
Wendy, I'm happy to hear you happy about mango splitting. I think it's a good thing.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
We've all progressed, Frank. Every one of us.
This is going to be, you know, that's going to be the new trending hashtag, mango splitting.
Yep.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it is. All right, absolutely. Frank, thank you for all these Frank's favorites. If people want to know more about them, your website, right, frankfontana.net is probably their best bet.
Yeah, that's kind of like the central hub for all things in my world, and just got revamped, by the way. The new 2.0 frankfontana.net is up. I'd love some feedback from you guys.
It looks good.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Navigation is easy, and that's what you want.
It's in color.
Which
is nice.
Right,
people like
right,
color.
Is that his bed?
Yeah.
His furry bed?
That's my bed.
That looks like Melania Trump would be laying on it.
She was.
Oh, no. Don't, Frank. You got all through the segment without going blue on us. Don't.
Dang it.
All right.
Thank you, Frank.
Oh, well. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Frank Fontana, you can hear him on this very radio station, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. I listen pretty much every week. You can also go to frankfontana.net.
You shouldn't have said mango splitter to him.
Furry bed.
As soon as you said that, I went, oh, all bets are off now. There's no more rules. All right, a quick break. Steve with the news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.